many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, where it's currently 38 degrees. The birds for spring are out there springing around. Join us in the chat room at Perception Management Radio at chattango.com. And Kenneth is in the control room to answer any calls. The lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Tonight's show is about SAPs and global elite. One thing my mother used to pound into my head was the following scripture: as far as it depends upon you, be peaceable with all men. It was Romans 12:18. You know, I'm sure many of you have seen the bumper sticker that says, "My son is an honor student." My favorite was always, "Russ never sleeps." But do you think the parents of Jeffrey Dahmer, the American serial killer who basically killed and dismembered 17 men and boys clear up to 1991, would have had his parents proudly display that bumper sticker? His father, Lionel Dahmer, was by this stage concerned as his elder son's placid and lethargic attitude and his solitary existence. Therefore, he was delighted at the initiative displayed by his son towards what he believed to be a scientific curiosity. That, of course, is when Jeffrey Dahmer started collecting dead animals and putting them in jars or cutting them up. I would equate that myself to the bumper sticker that could read, "My son's an Air Force drone pilot." I recall David Irving's book, The Bombing of Dresden. It's a good book, where he, Irving, after going to work in Germany steel factories right after the war there, was first to hear of what actually happened in Dresden. He said that the people in Britain had never heard of the carnage brought then by the Allied terror bombings. So in writing of his book, he personally interviewed over 300 RAF and U.S. Air Force pilots. In Germany, he was furnished some photos from a German who had took photos just after the carnage of the bombings there in Dresden. What was interesting about that book, though, is he also detailed how the RAF would tie goats in a circle. They were spaced to the effects of what the RAF would do when dropping their British bombs. That gave them a kill ratio of how many Germans would die as to the goats, or how many goats were killed there. What's sad, though, is what's coming next is, In doing the book, he met up with the British commander of those sorties and showed them the color photos to him and described how he, the commander there, had turned pale and then sheet white, now seeing what was done to the civilians. It was not a military population. This scene, of course, as I've brought out on the show before, would be repeated in 50 German cities, 67 Japanese cities, and that would expand to the current scorched earth policy used in Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, and other places. And you can get out there and use your own search engine and look at the current photos of those countries, the before and after. And these are targeted civilian populations. Usually it's made so that the people would demand that their government capitulate. Those who order these types of operations are usually tucked away at the CFR, the World Bank, and set policies for those in D.C. who sit huddled in the Situation War Room, remotely viewing these events like in the role, say, Harrison Ford played in Patriot Games. They're viewing a satellite viewing of the operation in the desert against the provincial Irish Republican Army, a splinter group. Much of these Tom Clancy movies glorifies the role of the CIA in their covert operations. What I call the ungodliness of the whole thing, though, is that in the movie 1992, it spent 2 weeks as number one in the film. It grossed over $178 million. I've commented on this one too before, American Sniper, where old Chris Kyle there, who became the deadliest marksman in the U.S. military in the history of 255 kills from four tours of duty in Iraq, 160, which were officially confirmed by the Department of Defense, a war based on total lies, where American Sniper itself grossed over $350 million in North America and an additional $197 million in other territories, for a worldwide total of $547 million. What's interesting is the psyche that this puts on people there. You'll recall that I mentioned last week the fact that in 2019, 122 Air Force committed suicide from active duty. In 2018, 57 active duty Marines committed suicide, 22 special ops. And I gave you a total of, since 2008, over 60,000 veterans have committed suicide, on top of the 307,000 that was listed by the IG report, which were basically allowed to die. It reminds me of Kissinger's quote that military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in U.S. foreign policy. But what gets me, though, about this whole thing is that these are people's kids. And, of course, they're sent by the global elite, the saps of the world. And I've tried to differentiate on this show here the stark reality of what actually is taking place. But the only way I can really tell you that, who the global elite is that they for centuries have hid behind their fortresses of media controlled by the CIA, their walls, fences, personal security such as bulletproof limos, special planes that drop heat flares to ward off surface-to-air missiles, huge bank accounts investing in that carnage that they direct, and then that, of course, buys them the afforded security using others' tax dollars. They've also created these massive spying programs to monitor every banking transaction, text, email, to which is more perhaps to see if the population, as Brzezinski said, was waking up, the global awakening, to what they were actually doing, as well as to control people, disrupt anti-war movements, and so on. I hear comments about what illegal immigrants are doing, the rapes, the murders, and so on. Yet we rarely hear of what under the orders of those elite that those in the military are doing to others. After all, it's okay when our boys are doing it. Proof is in the movie ticket sales of all them patriots who fled the theaters of America and abroad. Hurrah! They, the elite, have a proverbial ace up their sleeve. And you know what that is? Well, I got a call here, Dave, in New York already. So I'll tell you what. Keep this thought. The proverbial ace up the sleeve. Dave in New York, good evening. Welcome to Perception Management.
Hey, good evening, Keith. I always like it to hear you and your attitude and your perspective because you were a former minister. And it's really refreshing to see this. But it's interesting the verse that you stated. You know, I had a conflict with a guy, and we both came to a point where I said, you know, you're set on your idea, I'm set on my idea, neither of us is going to change our mind. So let's settle it like this. Because that verse came to my mind, I wasn't going to keep fighting with him. That was very powerful.
Yeah, Dave, I talked to a retired minister once, and I was trying to share some scriptural highlights with him, and he says, I'm a retired minister. And I says, can you name me one person in the Bible that ever retired from serving God? He told me to get the F off his property.
Oh, gosh.
I'm a realist.
And you turned around to him and said, hey, do you realize this isn't even your property?
Well,
you're paying taxes on it. What could you say?
Well, I've always kind of looked at it this way. You know, in John 6:66, where it says, after Christ says what it would take to follow him, it says, owing this, that many of his followers left him. They just can't do it.
Right. Right. So. Hey, but Keith, so I always appreciate your perspective, and I hope you're feeling better there. I wanted to chime in on just briefly on this this coronavirus issue, and I hear Gator Boy was just on. I couldn't get on with him. He had a perception that this was just like, you know, the regular flu and everything. But I looked at the statistics, and I'm a scientist, and, you know, I'm not a pathologist. But they're stating that it has a 2 to 3% death rate. About 20% of the stated measured cases are in serious or critical condition. This is not, if that information is true, this is not the flu.
Granted. Well, I would have to, Dave, I'd have to remind you of last year's article where the Air Force was collecting the RNA and DNA samples of Asians and Russians. And it's odd that this Wuhan is their so-called center, which would be like Fort Detrick or Plum Island or Georgia and
right.
stuff, you know. So the best way to save the U.S. economy would be to bring down China's. And so I think there might be something nefarious. But, of course, that's speculation. And under the new the FBI guidelines, that's a conspiracy, and I could be a domestic terrorist for saying that.
But actually, they had releases of SARS, I think 4 releases near Beijing in a recent article that was mentioned on RBN. They're not very secure sites over there. So the Wuhan site, it could have released from there in an accidental way. And then there's stories about, you know, I mean, a Harvard professor, the head of the chemistry department. Hey, I was in a chemistry department myself. He was arrested and 2 Chinese were arrested in the Boston area, 1 at Logan with 21 vials of biological material. Mm-hmm. So the story goes. So we don't know what's going on, but I really see the characteristics of this. If the data is right, it is dangerous, and we see them shutting down the roads. We see this very clearly. We see them welding doors shut, the buildings. We see them taking extreme actions. And so I think it's pretty serious over there. I did hear from a former congressman who spoke to a former diplomat who was also a presidential candidate. They said on June 28th that there were 112,000 cases. And in response to their post, someone who knew a Chinese doctor said there were 175,000. These are deaths. So I confirmed with them that they were talking about deaths. And I have no idea whether it's correct. He also did reveal that the information came from contacts in the WHO and CDC, which thank you for what it is. But
right.
And those are my comments on it. The other thing is it has bloomed greatly there. But according to Wall Street Journal, 250,000 Chinese have come over here to the U.S. since they first detected it between that time and the time that they quarantined people. Well, if 250,000 Chinese came over here in that time, some came back and forth perhaps, there have to be more infections here than the 15 that are showing, and no more new ones are showing up. That is an anomaly. It makes no sense.
Well, Dave, you have to realize the way government works. This is like watching the movie 2012, where the global elite didn't tell the citizenry of what was going on as they filled their 5 little cute boats at $1 billion a pop for admission, you know. And they were going to survive, and the people would perish, and who cares? And, of course, they, the elite there, thought that they were the select group to be able to rebuild the population.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, I look at it, you know, if you caused a massive panic, imagine the people that would stop going out, would stop buying the stuff, and, of course, the economy would crash even further or faster.
Right.
So.
Well, I don't know what's going on here, but it appears to me that this is more serious than the regular flu, but it's totally stunning that it hasn't migrated over here with all that influx of people. That's basically my
again, we're back to the same thing, like with the detention of these so-called illegal immigrants at the border, which are screened and stuff like that. If something is wrong, just like terrorism in the United States, if it's here, it was allowed in here. So, you know, there's the billions of dollars in your 17 intelligence agencies, your FBI, your Border Patrol and stuff. So if it isn't working, blame government.
Well,
so is that it?
Those are my comments. I don't know what the conclusion is, but.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. Yeah, my best to you. All right. Got a break coming up here in a few seconds here. But anyway, so as I mentioned, the proverbial ace up their sleeves, that's the SAPs. They've built militaries comprised of people of all races, religions, who are for the poor class of society, and that are sent to kill other races and religions of the same, usually the poor. Anyone who looks at the boot camp can see the whites, the blacks, the Native Americans, the Asians, the Mexicans, all standing there to be used as human fodder. I mentioned earlier with Kissinger about the military men are stupid animals, you know. Those that are sent out to wherever they are needed to destroy democratically elected governments or regimes, as the U.S. calls them, where the U.S. via the CIA first used those leaders, sold them billions of dollars in arms so that the corporate friends needed to control a certain area of the planet for whatever resources that's needed for commerce. And by buying off another government, their banking system, and so on. However, when we see those same who want to break free from that controlled system of things, those SAPs in the militaries of those coalition partners then wage wars and are killed by the very arms that the West sold them. Here in Montana on the reservation, there's a firm that hires with tribal preference, of course, that builds parts for the missile guidance systems. What a deal. Getting a population of indigenous Native Americans to build missile systems that kill indigenous other people in their lands. Truly, SAPs. I equate that to like 4th of July here on the reservation, where all areas in this rundown reservation here of those who go out and buy hundreds of dollars worth of fireworks to celebrate Independence Day, somewhere they miss the fact that they are inside a reservation. Duh. They have, through their false or subterfuge patriotism, got others to become double agents in or among their own peoples. This is all confirmed. The CIA and stuff has infiltrated churches, organizations, tribal governments, anti-war and peace movements. I have all the declassified files that prove and document this. Anyway, got a break coming up. We'll be right back. Perception Management, 1-800-313-9443.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, they have employed through the same through different law enforcement agencies where all those aforementioned people of all genres are used to control every aspect of other people's lives. All this while telling both parties that they're free, and it's vital to maintain that freedom that some other person who could be next door or many thousand miles away is their enemy, to instill fear into the minds of all. Like these protests in France, if I was there, I would hold up a big, huge mirror and say, this is what your children are going to get. Police state. I laugh at watching those YouTube videos where these checkpoints well within the U.S. borders and those law enforcement officers, many of which themselves are Hispanic, asking a driver to claim that they're a U.S. citizens. We have SAPs versus SAPs. Tom in Utah, I'll take you up to the end of the break here. But good evening, sir. I hope you're having a good night.
You're mentioning about the tribal community up there building parts for military to take out others. Mm-hmm. That reminded me of my experience. I was called up by the mothers up to Fort Hall up in Idaho. Their babies were... they were having miscarriages or even birth deformities and other problems within the family. So as I started to do the pathology, I realized that these babies were being poisoned with some of the materials coming out of Simplot. And so I got together with the reporter the editor of the Shoban News and put together a story to expose the poisoning factor that Simplot was creating as they would dump their waste materials into the groundwater area. And, of course, that reservoir would reach underneath the reservation.
Yeah, Tom, that's no different, though, than... Tom, that's no different than talking about, say, Uranium One, Hillary's deal with the Russia and stuff. But what about the Lakota and the Navajo that have had their reservations poisoned by the very uranium that's mined from their reservations?
Yeah, I worked on that, too. I was in the Four Corners. In fact, I shared some of my experience with Chris Hinckley earlier, and he was a little uncomfortable with it, but... I just have to tell them the truth and let it fall where it may. But it was interesting because as we were putting together this story to be published, the men found out about it. They came over to Shoban News office over there in Fort Hall and actually threatened the publisher. Says, if you publish this story, you're going to put us all out on the street without jobs. See, they had... The men, you know, the women were suffering the baby issues and the miscarriages, but the men were terrified that if the story went out on Shoban News, that they would be fired as a retaliation against publicizing the poisoning by that operation up there at Fort Hall.
Right.
The other thing I want to tell you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The other thing, I'll just give you a kind of review of my experience down the Four Corners. Of course, I was down there earlier dealing with the uranium mining poisoning, but I think it was 96 or 95, maybe the year before, I can't remember. The Hunter virus was ravaging people down in their Four Corners. So I was asked to go down and worked as adjunct to the CDC workers that were sent there. But because I had, earned the respect and trust of the Navajos, Zunis, and Hopis, they wanted to find out what was really happening down there. So I took them through the facts of the Hunter virus, which is another one similar to the corona.
Right.
But anyway, I... told them, you've been lied to by the CDC, you've been lied to by the BIA, you've been lied to by, and I hate to say this, the AMA. And they were told that came to them through the dust and droppings of the rodents.
Now, well, that's what I said. It's important, Tom, my break's coming up here, but it's important to realize that they've infiltrated all these tribal governments and everything like that to make it pro-Western so that they can make their profits too. And, of course, those that are bought off, they sell their own tribal members off. Anyway, I got to go here, but thanks for your call, okay?
Straight from the sun above. So inside my little room, there plunged a rays of love in streams of light, I clearly saw the dust.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Keith Rogers here on Perception Management on RBN. You know, continuing on this saps versus saps, we have now those who live in total fear and who now spend countless dollars acquiring every type of spying equipment to scrutinize everything others are doing. Cameras on their homes, alarms on their cars, everything like that. Everyone's an enemy now. Flooding 911 emergency lines because, as you know, everyone is a suspect in everything. This while the elites, through their cover organizations or think tanks, meet in total secrecy and get so mad when someone becomes aware of their actions, and that they would kill or imprison journalists, bloggers, as well as human rights activists. Let me back up to the use of those in the militaries in the, of this world. Imagine those same multicultural men and women who fly missions over some foreign land, dropping bombs on diverse peoples that are Christians, Arab Muslims, Jews, Asians, and others, that those targets are in most all cases of the same poor of the world. And I'm going to play just a little clip of a video here for you, and you'll get what I mean.
Sisters and brothers, thanks everyone for being here. We're from the organization March Forward. We are here to say to all those serving in the Army and the Marines and the Air Force and the Navy that you have the absolute right to refuse to take part in these criminal wars, and that's a right that all of you should exercise. You have no reason to go put your life on the line and kill and die for profit.
We've been to Iraq. We've been to Afghanistan. And we know what these wars are really about. And we joined the military for many reasons. Because we need a college education. Because we need a job. Because we need health care. And then we joined the military. And they tell us that our enemies are poor people in caves in Afghanistan. Or poor people in the deserts of Iraq. We've been to those countries, and we know that our enemies are not other poor people abroad. Our enemies are the people that laid us off from our jobs, that denied us health care, that make it impossible to get an education. Our enemies are not in the poorest countries on the planet, but right here in the richest one.
That's about it. I'll play for you, but, you know, like I said, I'm a realist. I cannot help thinking of those wonderful boys and girls out there that could have a future, that are out killing wonderful boys and girls in other countries, and how the government is so quick to rename them from, oh, say, freedom fighters to jihadists or rebels or some other thing. You have to look at how many countries around the world are trying to get out of the IMF, away from the empire. And what does the United States do? They go in there, they just plop their butts down and say, we're staying, we're going to build more bases. And I mean, this is illegal occupation. And of course, I get those on Twitter that when you post something which confirms from the CIA or something like that, the amount of deaths that have been caused, people say, well, you're an idiot or you're unpatriotic. Just like I read here not too long ago about the Abu Ghraib, prison over there, that when those leaked photos came out, they wanted to charge that guy with treason for exposing the U.S. war crimes. But again, these are done in our names. And so why should Americans be indignant when they hear people like, say, in Iran chant death to America? Why should they be pissed off at Reverend Jeremy Wright when he says, God damn America? Did you listen to the message? You know, these are the poor of this country going abroad, killing the poor of other countries so that big corporations can make billions of dollars. And when it comes to health care and stuff, what if they nationalize the oil here in this country and it could pay for health care and schooling? Oh, that's socialism. That's what they do in other countries. You watch these movies there, these cute little videos on YouTube of like Mexican fails, I guess they call it. And all those kids down there are wearing braces. I look at the kids around here, it's like, $1,200 just to get caps on teeth. People can't afford it. But if you have an oil company that's making billions of dollars, well, throw it back in the economy. But that's socialism. We heard about all this in Iraq. You can look at all the before and after photos of what evil Saddam was. And, oh, and remember, these precision-guided missiles there. If they wanted to take out Saddam, who at first was a CIA asset, why didn't they just take out Saddam with one of those precision-guided missiles? The ones that Brian Williams would sit there in one of his self-pollination sessions and talk about the splendor of those beautiful missiles. Why did they have to destroy Iraq totally? Same thing with Syria. Have you looked at Raqqa, Syria? Have you looked at Mosul, Iraq, Libya? All these before and after photos? What should be noted is the profits made in that nation building. Of course, you've already heard Trump say, we're not nation building anymore. No, they're just destroying. Of course, that nation building comes with IMF loans. And if you default on those said loans, here comes the privatization of that country's commerce. And of course, that rebuilding comes at cost plus. This only benefits the global elites. We are today witnessing a global awakening to those elites, the Brexit and other countries declaring their independence from empire. In France, we see, as I said, is the public is where we have the police shooting their own people with rubber bullets right in the face. Is France a democracy? It's supposed to be. Is it listening to the will of its people? It's supposed to be. The EU is comprised of unelected idiots. One of them comes to mind as an absolute drunk. Reminds me of Winston Churchill, the drunken bum, who decides what is going to take place, as well as all the fear porn that goes with it. It's food supply, prescription drugs. Their NHS will be destroyed. In short, the elite don't want to lose that control of their global mafia scam. Yet, like those in France, the police are beating their own population. And don't think it won't come here when Americans rise up and say, hey, we're tired of this. As more people wake up to the ugly face of fascism, we will too. And that's probably when the world will kick off and realize that America, this alleged democracy over here, is not such. When the people abroad start seeing Americans into the streets by millions, that's what will wake the world up. And of course, that's why they've pre-militarized our police. Fred in Michigan. Good evening, sir.
You don't need to call me, sir. Hey, 5G is definitely a central nervous system hack, according to the U.S. Navy. Their research from 1970 forward, and it is Martin Pell, P-A-L-L. He's the cell bio PhD from Washington State University, who's prominently featured on YouTube, at least he was a year ago, the first of which I saw, Wireless Technology Harms Nature and People. Last July in Belgium, they fired up their 5G system, and hundreds of birds fell dead from the sky. So purportedly they're going to ban it in Brussels. Tom Bradford, the county or city council president in West Palm Beach, is on record declaring that 5G is banned there, which is the trumpeter's playground in Florida. There is something called fiber optic cable. And fiber optic cable is the transmission conduit across the pond, or shall I say under the pond. Okay, so you have that reality well documented. The U.S. Navy documents its use as a weapon technology. I guess maybe three decades ago, when I first experienced microwave with my organic popcorn, I had always used a hot air popper, and then microwave came along. My girlfriend's mom said, well, just go ahead, pop it in the oven. Okay, fine. Well, the microwave popcorn de-energized me to such an extent, and the flavor was extraordinarily weird. But I was so de-energized, I had to crash for a couple hours because I was so exhausted. And then when I awoke, I got out the hot air popper, popped up the same organic popcorn, abracadabra, I'm re-energized. And that's all I needed to know, man.
So you're admitting you have a popcorn fetish.
Yeah, I've been an addict. Yeah, and let me tell you the recipe. You got to get your hands on Kalamata with a K, Kalamata olive oil. You douse your hot air popped organic popcorn with that, and then you hit it with, Himalayan pink sea salt. Hawaiian spirulina is my favorite condiment with that. And then, curry powder. Absolutely. A large salad bowl of that would carry me through the whole day. But hey, you know what? There is this group, Jewish Voices for Peace. Did you hear about Abby Martin?
Yes, I did. I watched the video on her, too.
Okay. So, Keith, you know of Ursula Haverbeck in Germany, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, my librarian today told me she's 91 years young. She's now incarcerated for the fourth time. And Jewish Voices for Peace, last December, publicly condemned that action upon Ursula Haverbeck. And all she did is collate the evidentiary proof from, say, the Great Holocaust Trial of Ernst Zundel in old Canada from 85, 88, and 2001. And by the way, Professor Tony Martin, since this is Black History Month, the audience should know that Professor Tony Martin, PhD, JD, got his JD from King's College of all places in London. He proved definitively, conclusively, with one scholarly compendium known as The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, which when he was at, I think it was Boston College, he started teaching from that book, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, to prove that, yes, indeed, it has always been the Hasatanic, Baal Talmudic, Baal Kabbalah, Serpent Semanite, supremacist, racist, communitarian,
Fred, before you go off too far here, but I've highlighted on this show here about how the United States helped fund basically Hitler through IG Farben, how they didn't attack certain sites because they were going to be used. There's a good article. It's called Caught in the Middle, Part Jewish German Served in the Nazi Army. And this is from Haaretz. It says at least 150,000 Jews served Hitler. And it goes on to in this this article here to describe exactly who was who. And, you know, this constant demonization of Hitler and all this crap like that, you know, again, we're back to the same thing. They, like Saddam, they bring a government to power, Germany and its massive commerce and stuff. And when they get tired of him, they use people like Alan Dulles to secretly send the names out from Switzerland of the bombing event there. And of course, while the Gestapo was busy rounding them up, the real culprit was planting the bomb. And this was all done by Alan Dulles. But, you know, they are so intertwined in all these wars. And of course, the way to do this is you always play both sides. That way you never lose.
Yeah, and that's what Hitchcock did. Documents with respect to the Rothschild. Well, Wall Street, okay, look at Wall Street and you know, Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve, Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, to whom do they owe their allegiance? Steve right. Mnuchin told Trump in January 17, no, we're not going to renegotiate the manufactured fraudulent national debt, which is exactly what it is. He didn't use that those words, but no, we're not going to renegotiate that. Well, it's fraudulent. We didn't authorize it. But guess what? When they say, like you did, and I thank you for bringing this up, the Holocaust, the real Holocaust event of World War II were the firebombings of all those German cities and towns, weren't they?
Yeah, but Fred, right? it didn't stop there, because, Fred, when I see that on on Twitter and they're talking about the Holocaust, I always say, which one? Indonesia? Vietnam? Iraq, Middle East, was it what Paul Potts did? Was it what the Bolsheviks did up in Ukraine? I mean, which Holocaust?
Exactly. The whole Holodomor in Russia, right, where they starved out the Christian Russian populace. And you know what? This goes back. You mentioned the globalists. Anyone who has not seen on YouTube, there's a brilliant British gal who does a presentation entitled, remember Notre Dame, it burned a year ago? Not completely, yep. But it did. Okay, so she has one called Notre Dame, Sinister Origins, Gothic Cathedrals. Notre Dame, Sinister Origins, Gothic Cathedrals. She tracks this back to like the 10th century. In the Battle of Hastings in 1066, which is the 11th century, and from that point on, the Norman Jews invaded England, Great Britain, and brought their usury system that had always been banned by the previous honorable kings who allowed the landowners of England to thrive via a silver-based monetary system. And anyone that was found to engage in usury would be banished from the kingdom and lose all their property.
All right, Fred, I'm going to have to catch up. Okay, but here, listen to this. If you notice, Fred, what's going on, whether it's, and I'll be talking about this in a second here, but throughout Central America, South America, whether it's the Middle East, whether it was in Kosovo, The war on anyone's churches is what they're trying to do, is to drive the populations together to fight each other. And of course, that solves their problem. Same thing with ISIS, is going around destroying these buildings and stuff like that, you know. This is what they're up to. And as long as you are watching the poor, which is usually who fills the churches, because the rich are out there on their yachts and stuff, you know, like Donald Trump buying that yacht off of Adam Khashoggi, you know. But the rich are always out there enjoying their NASCAR races and stuff like that, while the poor can't afford to even drive to the store to buy something. And of course, if you put these mom and pop stores out of business, buy through Amazon and pay what, 21% on a credit card? It's just more debt.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith.
Anyway, I need to get on my show here. Okay, so I do appreciate you calling in, though. All right, so as I just mentioned there with Fred. We see this throughout Central and South America. All those countries that are alleged to be a threat to America, have their militaries or navies been landing on this country's shores? No. Have they been running paramilitary ops into the U.S.? No. Are they propping up U.S. politicians? No. Are they destroying this country's voting or alleged democracy? No. We know who is. If they were in the latter, then why hasn't this country made sure that it was impossible to do so? That answer, of course, is that the elite hate democracy in any form, so they can botch it however they want. Everyone's seen that, or at least probably seen that video, Hacking Democracy. This is why, through the use of the U.S. military and the CIA, they have not only destroyed working democracies, but in turn replace them with fascist dictators who, for the benefit of U.S. corporations and their profits, have allowed them to poison their lands, saps now that kill their own people through these groups like the CIA's death squads that trained in Central America, well, actually in Georgia, but at first trained in Panama, to wage wars on the people of the poor of their own world. This is how it works. I think in that movie Platoon there, even one of those soldiers says, these people have nothing against us. They're rice farmers. Yes, those are, to maintain this lavish lifestyle, there are those that are willing to let all this happen because they want to drive their nice SUVs that just guzzle gas and stuff, and they don't care if they're working for an arms manufacturer, and during the evening news, they can watch a show like Shock and Awe or Showdown Iraq and watch those beautiful bombs explode. When you listen to Ramsey Clark talking about what they actually did during 1993 there in about how dropping 5,000-pound fuel bombs in the downtown Baghdad, 5,000-pound fuel bombs, that's a Holocaust. I've read off how many schools, hospitals, other government buildings and stuff that were taken out, colleges, universities. This isn't to take out Saddam. This isn't to take out Dr. Assad. This is a war on basically the poor, who just happen to, in most other cases, have their own private banks, aren't aligned with the IMF, like Duterte down there in the Philippines, who, when buying Russian arms, says they don't come with strings. And what are those strings? IMF loans. And the only way to get those IMF loans is to buy GMO products from the United States. They don't want to poison their families. And so people are buying Russian arms because they don't have strings. And of course, everyone seems today to be buying arms. Why? War is coming. That's why Military Times ask, is it time to lower the inscription or draft age to 16? Isn't it funny that as an American, you can't have a kid running around with a gun in his hand, but you can put an assault rifle in his hand and throw him in the military? Are you tired of being a sap to those elites? My other two shows before this was, where's the outrage? They know that we can't meet in the streets and stuff. They can shut down your cell phones. They can do whatever they want, you know. They don't want anyone to organize, and that's why they kill so many people. They have no problem killing their own. When you think of when I read last week, 60,000 veterans have died since 2008. 60,000. Towns are literally being erased off this planet. Populations of those people having their families, their children, who in turn would build this America to make it great again, who would pay taxes and support the other, whether it's the elderly or something. Like, it's been going on for decades, but suddenly this is all coming to a stop. And now they want to go with digital currency and everything. Everything is being contrived through fear to make you hate someone else, whether it's those damn Hispanics coming up across the border. I said, you can go read that article, UN Forced Migration, and it talks about the 60-some-odd million people being forced out of their area from conflict. Who's waging the conflict? Duh. Who's sending the arms down to those conflicts? Duh. It's all staged. And the saps buy this. Anyone who grew up in the 70s and stuff like that, I don't recall the racism and stuff that they have or they claim today. We all played basketball and stuff together. We fished. We went out hiking. Didn't matter if our friends were Koreans or Japanese or blacks or Latinos. We all had fun. But for some reason, they changed us. Just like in when the Vietnam War came and I listened to all those people being called yellow. You don't want to go kill those slopes or slant eyes. You know, there's a name for every one of them. Camel jockeys. I mean, they have used every word in the book to denigrate someone. And then after all that and those evil Muslims, now you're supposed to accept them, evil Muslims, back into your community because they're just poor immigrants, poor pregnant immigrants. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. Thank to all those in the chat room. I didn't get much time to talk in the chat room there, but anyway, thank the listeners out there. Up next is Robert with Incendiary Radio. I said that wrong last week, and I was corrected on it. So thank you, Kenneth, in the control room, and we'll catch you next Sunday there, and have a good evening there from Montana.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.